Welcome back. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 3, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah wants to now know, let's say you had a similar situation to having to destroy the chametz, but not really chametz. Rather, you have kudshim kalim. You have something that is sanctified, like a sacrifice, that you have to eat it inside of Yerushalayim, so it can't be taken out of the city. So what if you now pass the city limits? So what obligation do you have, if any, to bring it back? Let's say you left Yerushalayim, and you remember that you have this holy meat, the sacrificial meat, with him. So the halacha is going to be as follows. Im avar tzofim. If he already passed Sofim, which evidently is a distance, but not that much of a distance. Sofro bimkomo, he burns it wherever he is, because once he's traveled that far, the rabbis wouldn't trouble him to go back to Yerushalayim. Imlav, but if he hasn't yet passed Sofim, Choser, v'sorfo lifnei abira me'atze hamaracha, so he has to go back to Yerushalayim, and he can burn it before the bira with the wood of the fire on the Mizbeach. Then it says the Mishnah further, V'ad kamahina chuzrin, and for how much chametz, so we're not going back to chametz, for how much chametz, or, by the way, for how much basar kodesh would one have to return for, Rabbi Meir says, Zevazak b'chabetza, a kabetza, an egg volume of meat, or an egg volume of chametz is what you would have to return for, but less than that you wouldn't. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zevazak b'kazayas, no, it's actually a kazayas, an alva's volume. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Besar Kodesh, Bekazayas, when it comes to sacrificial meat, it's an olive's volume, Chametz Bekabitza, and when it comes to Chametz, it is a Kabitza, it is an egg's volume. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches and of Perek Gimel. Now on to Perek Dalet. So Perek Dalet, with this begins an interesting area of halacha that many people are not familiar with, and that is that there is a prohibition to do work on Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Makum shenagula asos malacha barve psacha mar chatzos. In a place where the people have the custom to do work on Erev Pesach until chatzos, until midday, osin, and then one can do malacha before chatzos, makum shenagu shalola asos, but where they don't have where they have the custom not to work before chatzos, enosin, so you can't do malacha. And says the Mishnah further, holich b'makom sha'osin, if you go from a place where they do malacha before chatzos on Erev Pesach, l'makom sha'enosin, to a place where they don't do work, oh, m'makom sha'enosin, or from a place where they don't do work, l'makom sha'osin, to a place where they do work, nosin alav chumrei makom sha'yatza misham, we put upon him the chumras of the place that he came from, the chumrei makom sha'alach lasham, and the chumras of the place to where he went. So basically, in both cases, he won't do work before chetzos. V'ali shana adam, and a person shouldn't deviate from the local custom, mipnei hamachlokas, so that he doesn't create a machlokas, a conflict between him and the local people. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph of Perek Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.